Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine McKD. If you get hurt on the field, the court, the course, or the track, heal with the experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine McKD. You can check them out online, mkd.org, or give them a call, 801-38-SPORT. Our first guest is Kurt Kragthorpe. You can read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Find him on Twitter at TribKurt. Kurt, looking at the University of Utah, the basketball team starts out 2-0. They've yet to really play anyone, though. Do you have a problem with scheduling some of these less-than-low opponents?
I don't. I'm kind of conditioned to it. And I think it's particularly okay this season because their two best players won't be eligible until December 17th. So I think it's something we can live with.
What'd you learn from Utah's audit and the results that were found?
You know, in the big picture, I think we've all focused on the motivation for it, but the fact that it's a $72 million budget operation, it probably does need to be looked at now and then. So actually what I learned, and I'll take the words of Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City, that it's a pretty well-managed and lean operation, and the youth get a lot of athletic success for what they're spending.
You can find him on Twitter at TribKurt. You can read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Great stuff, Kurt. Thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Kurt Kragthorpe, next up on the Wasatch Whip Around. You can read him at KSL.com. Find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson. It is Andy Larson. Andy, looking at the Jazz, the concern, obviously, is Derek Favors. Sounds like he might not play tomorrow night against the Chicago Bulls. Keeps kind of subbing out of games halfway through and not finishing them out. What is the diagnosis on this knee? Is this something that can get worse?
Yeah, so he definitely is not playing tomorrow against the Bulls on TNT 8:30 game. It does sound like it is something that, as Quinn Snyder put it, it doesn't hurt him to play it. He's not in any more risk of getting worse, but there's a certain soreness, there's a certain pain threshold that Derek Favors keeps running into, and you can see it on his play when he's out there on the floor. You know, he's just not moving well, he's not leaping well, and, you know, in the end, he's not helping his team when he's playing that poorly. So if he's feeling well, the Jazz want him to play, and obviously he played pretty well last week. If he plays like he did Monday, though, then he's not really helping the team.
Does that change anything about the way Derek Favors or Trey Lyles are going to be asked to attack the game?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously, if Derek Favors doesn't go, then you could see Trey Lyles get the start. You could also see Boris Diaw get the start, who Quinn Snyder feels is a better defender than Lyles. And then, of course, you got to worry about the long-term future, too. How do you get this soreness issue out of Favors' knee? I mean, we've seen him kind of, this really first cropped up in March, April of last year. How do you get him healthy so that in the next 18 months of his contract and maybe even an extension, how is he going to be on the roster moving forward and at 100%?
Find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson. Read him at KSL.com. Great stuff, Andy. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Andy Larson, giving us a breakdown on the Utah Jazz. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine McKD. Get the right treatment and rehab to make sure you get back in the game. Intermountain Sports Medicine McKD. Give him a call, 801-38-SPORT.